Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the world of cybersecurity, discussing the latest threats, strategies, and innovations to help keep you and your digital life secure. In the latest news from Barracuda Networks, there is a growing concern with the increasing number of cyber attacks targeting government and government-linked organizations across the globe. Recent incidents reveal that U.S. government email servers fell victim to Barracuda zero-day attacks, believed to have been executed by Chinese hackers, further underscoring the worldwide reach of their targets. Simultaneously, a worrying incident has come to light where a Chinese hacking group exploited a Barracuda zero-day vulnerability. The sectors specifically affected include government, military, and telecom, showcasing the group's capabilities to exploit weaknesses in Barracuda systems and access sensitive information without authorization. Adding to this, a report by Mandiant exposes that Barracuda email gateways within U.S. and Canadian government departments have been key targets in these cyber attacks. The increased targeting of email gateways underlines the precarious nature of government organizations facing advanced cyber threats. These alarming incidents emphasize the relentless threat posed by cyber attackers, particularly towards government infrastructure. It magnifies the importance of implementing robust cybersecurity measures and continuously innovating defense mechanisms to keep pace with evolving threats. Stay informed about these developments in this ongoing situation. In the latest update from British government news, the recent breakdown of the UK's air traffic control system, which led to significant flight delays and cancellations, was officially confirmed not to be the result of a cyber attack. This announcement dispels initial reports and speculations about a potential cyber incident being the cause of the disruption. Despite the extensive impact of the breakdown on flights across the country, investigations concluded a cyber attack was not the root cause. While the exact reasons behind the system failure are yet to be disclosed, the government assures that measures are in place to resolve the issue and prevent such disruptions in the future. The focus is being directed towards identifying and addressing the technical difficulties leading to the interruption, with an aim to bolster the reliability and efficiency of the air traffic control system. The declaration that no cyber attack was involved in this incident is somewhat of a relief, considering the severe impact such an incident could have on air traffic control systems. Nonetheless, the government acknowledges the importance of safeguarding critical infrastructure and upholding public trust in air travel safety. With investigations ongoing and preventative measures being implemented, authorities are now centered on restoring regularity to air travel operations. The immediate goal is to resurrect the full functionality to the air traffic control system to minimize travelers' impact and eliminate chances of further inconveniences and flight disruptions. That concludes our update on British government news. Stay tuned for further updates on this ongoing situation. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to stay informed. In recent updates from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the agency has made significant strides in combating cyber threats and national security concerns. For instance, they recently neutralized a major botnet that had impacted over 700,000 computers with Cockbot malware across the globe. Conducted in collaboration with European allies, this operation has inflicted a major setback on international cybercrime. The obliterated Cockbot malware network was implicated in fostering cyber attacks on businesses and essential services on a worldwide level. This infamous botnet had been operational for an extended period, extorting millions of dollars via its cyber attacks. Simultaneously, the FBI is actively investigating a case involving several Uzbek nationals who managed to cross the U.S. border illicitly with the alleged assistance of a smuggler affiliated with the terrorist group ISIS. The federal agents are scrambling to collect more details to discern any possible threats posed by these individuals. To conclude, the FBI continues its steadfast dedication to combating cybercrime and national security threats. The elimination of the Cockbot botnet and relentless investigation into smuggling operations associated with ISIS demonstrate the agency's consistent efforts to safeguard citizens and uphold global cybersecurity. In recent U.S. government news, a notable achievement in cybersecurity has been reported. The U.S. government has successfully penetrated and neutralized the infamous Cockbot botnet, purging malware from thousands of Windows systems. Cockbot, a highly advanced banking Trojan that has been in operation for several years, has inflicted substantial financial damages globally. Notably, its capability to pilfer sensitive user data, like banking credentials, has raised alarm among cybersecurity professionals and law enforcement agencies. Despite these challenges, the U.S. government's relentless efforts have struck a crucial blow against this malicious network. The dismantling of the Cockbot botnet not only protects numerous individuals and organizations from potential cybercrimes, but also establishes an important example in the fight against cyber threats. This successful operation underscores the authorities' ongoing commitment to safeguarding citizens and corporations from the changing threats in cyberspace. In Microsoft News, the tech giant is grappling with various cybersecurity issues and is taking proactive measures to enhance security. Hackers have begun employing a novel technique known as polyglots, in which they hide malicious Word files within PDFs. This shrewd mode of malware delivery could deceive users, further emphasizing the critical need for robust cybersecurity measures. The Chinese APT group Flax Typhoon has been found using legitimate tools for cyber espionage. This underscores the increasing complexity of such threats and highlights the necessity of constant vigilance against such attacks. Concurrently, Microsoft has flagged growing adversary in the middle capabilities on phishing platforms. This development signifies an improvement in cybercriminals' ability to intercept and manipulate communication, posing a serious threat to the safety of users' sensitive data. Both individuals and organizations need to stay updated and take suitable precautions against these emerging strategies. Addressing the need for server security, Microsoft has launched initiatives to bolster the security of Exchange servers. The move includes the default activation of extended protection, which aims to provide enhanced safety against potential threats to these key systems. In a concerning revelation, a vulnerability in Skype has been found to expose user IP addresses. Initially downplayed by Microsoft, this issue needs urgent attention given its potential to violate individual privacy and security. A swift resolution of this vulnerability is critical to safeguard user safety. Finally, Microsoft has expressed concerns over a draft of a United Nations proposed cybercrime treaty. The company emphasized that global cybercrime regulations need to be comprehensive and fair, pointing out problematic provisions in the current draft. This concludes the latest roundup of Microsoft News. Stay connected for further updates on ongoing progress in the tech industry. Thank you for listening to this episode on cybersecurity. Remember to keep your devices secure, stay vigilant against potential threats, and prioritize the protection of your personal information online.